Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Halloween. So this episode is about Christmas.
Somebody asked me the other day when Halloween was.
I don't understand these people. How do you not know it's the 31st of October?
I think it is a very common thing that people don't know.
In this country, in America, everyone knows.
Yeah, but I was like, it's All Hallows Eve. It's before the Hallow, which is the 1st of November.
It's the eve of the Hallow.
What's wrong with
you? Also, don't you just know when the veil of between the worlds becomes thinner? Like, don't you just feel it?
Don't you know? Yeah. Don't you know?
It's so great when Halloween falls on a weekend, but unfortunately it doesn't this year. So we decided to put this out before the Halloween weekend.
Yes.
Which is when most people will be having their parties, unless you're me, and then you are having it on Wednesday.
Some people will be committing on the day.
Oh my God.
I'll be watching Hocus Pocus.
I will also be watching Hocus Pocus. I'm watching it at the Clapham Grand.
Oh, bloody hell.
And there's like a sing-along thing. And I went last year to a Charmed one, and it was so much fun. I'm going to dress up as one of the Sanderson sisters. And I feel like nobody will dress up as... So everyone's going to go as either Bette Midler, they'll be like the fun ones, or they'll try and go like sexy Sarah Jessica Parker.
But no,
no one will go as the other one, because I literally don't know what her name is.
Kathy Burke.
That's Kathy Burke? No, it's absolutely not Kathy Burke. Kathy Burke's in from Misery. That's no.
I was right with Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy.
Looking forward to this. Here we go.
Najimy.
Najimy. Well, I'm sure she's done very well. I just don't know her name. But I was thinking.
Oh my God! She's in Sister Act.
Oh my God!
You can see her.
Yes, now I can. I literally thought I never saw that woman again after
in my whole your life.
That was it. That's crazy. Okay,
holy
fine.
Shit. She's the voice of Peggy Hill on King of the Hill.
Good for her.
Fantastic. Then she was in Sister Act and Hocus Pocus. And it sounds like then she retired. She smashed it.
I mean, she's absolutely smashing life. Great for her. So I might go as her because nobody will go as her. And she's quite fun. And I like that she rides the Hoover.
Yeah, she's so great.
She's really cool. But I want to make a book.
Yeah.
Book. And then have it on string. And then it gets... It comes to me whenever I call it. A book with an eye, like in Hocus Pocus.
Fantastic. And how is it going to come to you?
I'll pull it along the floor on string. It's not going to look good, but I'll certainly... Or I'll do something where I get someone to throw it to me and I do like a boomerang of it being thrown at me. So, of course, when the boomerang stopped, it will have hit me in the face. But for that moment, it will look like it's flying. There may be options. Last year, we did... we've got a photo booth with loads of like props and stuff. We were on brooms and we all jumped up in the air and we did look like we were flying.
Wow.
It's great. The magic of cinema. And what are you doing for Halloween?
Just watching Hocus Pocus in a house.
That's fine. What's wrong with that? Are you going to dress up?
No.
Just put a hat on.
Yeah, all right.
Buy a hat, mate. Put a hat on.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Right, I'll try and get more in. I'll try and get more. I'll see if... Right.
But don't go like...
No, I know.
Full crystal maze.
I know. I'll just try and... See if anyone else wants to hang out with me and do more. I wasn't going to watch Hocus Pocus alone.
Okay.
It wasn't alone. I'm saying now I've seen what you're doing.
Yeah, no.
I'll try and upgrade.
Yeah, hang out with some people.
Perhaps.
Get some brewskis in.
Get the brewskis in.
Crack out a cold one. Crack open a cold one. No, don't crack out a cold one.
Could be. We don't know.
We don't know. Great. Before we go into it, let's talk about our adult things for this week.
Yes, please. What's yours?
Can you start?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've got like quite a rubbish one.
Yeah.
So, you know, ages ago when I was like, oh, I've got a water bottle. I bought a reusable water bottle. A BKR one. They're glass, so you don't feel like going camping. Great. Like, I lost it, obviously.
Wow.
And that's my adult thing. No. I thought...
Listeners, I cannot tell you how many water bottles, different water bottles
it's Stevie, so stressful.
Stevie has brought to this podcast okay. while saying.
It's well. Three. I've lost it three times, and I've had three new ones. Oh, no, actually, no, that's not true. Two new ones because one broke.
Great.
So that's okay. But turns out I've actually only lost one because the other one is at my friend's house, which I thought it was. And he was like, no, it's not. And I was like, oh, my God, I've lost it again. How? And it was when I got a heat stroke. So I was like, I can't see anything. And then I left. And then and he's like, no, and you've lost your water bottle. I was like, that's why I have a heat stroke. And I've had a water bottle. And then he texted me last week being like, your water bottle's here, by the way.
That is fantastic.
So,
news.
So great. So basically we've been incredibly dehydrated for months. So being an adult is hard, is what I'm saying. And I can't wait till I can drink the sweet nectar of H2O again on a regular basis.
Oh.
I'm getting it back next week. Yay.
Oh, you're living your truth. You're living your best life.
Thank you. I really am. And you, et toi?
Moi not so much OC.
Sort of. Okay.
Moi.
Don't try and say it in French.
I'm not going to. I'm just saying moi over and over again.
Okay, good.
In the hope of, I don't know, I don't feel very adult, Stevie.
This has happened before and then I found one for you.
Oh, well, this is boring, but I
mean, mine was boring. It's not a good one this week, if we're honest.
Guys, it's weak. It's weak. It's weak from us. Mine is that I've been taking a lot of stuff to the charity shop.
That is adult.
And it is adult, but I also took a bunch of stuff that my housemate who left in 4 months ago also left in the living room.
Great.
And we've all been ignoring for months.
Excellent.
And I took it to the charity shop's at the end of the road, and I took it.
Amazing.
And so that has been it's been very cathartic and very freeing.
It's gone, it's cleansed, it's also environmentally and ecologically sound.
Yes, it's so wonderful to do.
Mm.
I can't recommend it enough.
That's excellent.
And yeah, so I guess I am ticking off some things that have been sat on the back burner for a long time.
Like
I made that.
And also, because I have to stop saying things about my tortoise every week, because I feel like an adult because of that, because I'm constantly like, well, I mean, I did this, and that was an adult thing, because everything I do with the tortoise is an adult thing, because I'm looking after a thing. But it's boring for me to just every week be like, my tortoise did this.
It's not boring. I think I, for one, and the people are craving more tortoise content.
No one is. Right.
People are screaming out for more content.
But I'm screaming. I'm talking of screaming. Halloween!
Halloween!
So,
Halloween!
Oh, okay. So we've done some episodes about like how to host parties and how to host Christmas parties. And we haven't actually done a Halloween-based one.
Mm.
I think it's very crucial because there's little tweaks you can... It's just a fun... Oh, hosting Halloween parties is so fun, unless you're Tessa. And then it's the most stressful thing that she's ever done in her
whole
life. I
just had big dreams.
Tessa's, we have spoken about Tessa's fabled Halloween party of 2014, but it's only because it was so wonderful and really made me understand Tessa as a person. She tried to do lasagna bake. What's his name?
Richard O'Brien.
Bake Richard O'Brien's face into a lasagna. No, into a cake, and then
no, I put him in a lasagna.
In a lasagna. And what's the graveyard?
A macaroni cheese.
Macaroni cheese graveyard where all the gravestones had.
They were Nice biscuits.
Yeah.
They were malted milk, so they looked like gravestones.
But then everyone was freaked out at the fact that there were sweet biscuits in the macaroni cheese.
Who cares?
No one cares.
And then there was a skeleton in it coming out of the macaroni and some spring onions stuck in as greenery. It was really good.
It was really good. It was really excellent. And
it was inedible.
The food was inedible. But when I arrived after work and we're all sort of like dressed up and stuff, and I was just expecting what I think most people expect for a Halloween party. It's just like, there's some drinks, there's some candles, and then we just sort of sit around and it's fine. But Tessa had gone like all out. But unfortunately, it had taken a lot out of her. And so I came early and I decided to get dressed at work. And so I like crossed the city dressed as Maleficent, thinking, well, everyone will be because it's Halloween. No one was. And I looked like a fucking idiot. And so it was a really weirdly warm Halloween as well. So I was like this sweating Maleficent with horns on this bus and everyone was staring at me. And suddenly I felt like a lot less cool than I had done at work when everyone was like, oh, cool. And then immediately you're out of context. You're like, but got there and Tessa looked like something dreadful had happened. And half dress on, half off, put in biscuits and all of that. So many dreams that had to be realised in such a short amount of time. It was very much a case of like, I think my job was to fill up the little candle holders, which are like little tumblers with like coloured water of black or red around the house, and then light the candles and put them in. You didn't delegate. You were just trying to do everything. And it was like, can I do the candles, please? And you know, absolutely. And so I did that job. And then someone else came and like was like trying to like was like, you just go upstairs and get ready. Like, it's absolutely, people just want alcohol and they just want, and it looks great. And you're like, I think you were shouting something at one point about like what you want, like, but the living room doesn't have the, and you wanted to do something in the living room that sounded so elaborate and you hadn't done any of it. And it was like, no, but like, but it looks spooky. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So number one is know your limitations. Yes. I wanted it so badly.
But it was great. Thank you. My favourite Halloween party of recent memory.
It was very funny. I remember laughing with you a lot.
Yeah.
When you arrived.
It was really funny.
Because you did look incredible. And the whole thing was so stressful. And also I put pumpkins outside, so kids kept arriving.
That was the thing. Every 2 minutes, more kids. More, and you ran out of sweets immediately.
I bought all these sweets and I was like, well, this will be fine because like, no kids already come and we'll eat these sweets. And then the kids' sweets were gone. So then I was just a woman who looked insane, dressed like Miss Havisham, like this white lace gown. With like completely white face and hair, answering the door at like 6:30 in the afternoon, where to this totally decorated house where I can see the parents of the children being like, who's this? Like, does she live alone? Like, she has got kids.
There's no one else
has
there.
Has she done this for the children? And then you can see them being like, come away now. Come away.
You were also at one point rifling through the kitchen to find something to give them that wasn't sweet. And I think I remember at one point you were like digestive biscuits?
I think we gave those
and we were
malted
like,
milk
nobody
biscuits.
Nobody wants that. Like, no one wants to get malted milk.
No one wants to go to
biscuits.
Miss Havisham's house and be given a lot of damp malted milk.
Been taken out of a macaroni cheese.
Yeah, get it out of macaroni, Stevie! Get that malted milk out of the macaroni.
Oh,
give it to this kid dressed as Spider-Man on the doorstep.
Cheesy biscuit. Thank you.
And also, I kept answering the door going,
yeah, you sound like a gorilla.
Sound like an ape.
Yes, that was the thing. I think your natural ghost noise, whereas mine is like, ooh, you have a staccato element to it. Yeah, that is a gorilla. That's not, you can't, so if you put all that together, that is a woman dressed as Miss Havisham, holding soggy macaroni cheese malted biscuits and doing an impression of a gorilla of the child.
So that was my day.
That was her day, but it was great. And I think
called in sick to work.
The next day?
No, that day.
No,
I did, Stevie. I wanted it so. I wanted it.
Well, that makes sense because I didn't understand how you'd got it already. I was there at like 6:30 and I didn't understand how you'd managed to get it all together in that short amount of time.
Number one is,
don't take a sick day. If you're considering taking sick days off work to prepare for a Halloween party, lower those.
And
lower
you're freelance,
that.
So it's cost you a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
Let's go in. I wanted to be Martha Stewart. Like, I wanted to be that.
But also, it was, like, it was genuinely very impressive.
Oh, that's so kind.
And also, the lasagna was very tasty.
Oh, that's so
kind. And the macaroni cheese was nice. It's just, you know, obviously, we couldn't see his face in it.
No, it was hard to get Richard O'Brien
on it. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought if you sort of did a Leon Perrins thing and then baked it, it would come out.
Right. Doesn't, apparently.
That doesn't happen. Okay. It's hard to do. And I sort of did this, like, this crust. Like, I tried to make it. Look, number one is know your limitations.
I will never tire of hearing about this party and I was there. Like, it's my favourite.
Know your limitations. Know what can be achieved.
Yes.
Can you make every room into your house into different rooms of the Crystal Maze? No. No, you can't.
And then when you can't, then you're left with, then it makes no sense when you say to someone, I've baked Richard O'Brien's face into it. When you also don't have a Crystal Maze theme, everyone's like, great. Yeah.
Why have you done this? And then various rooms in the house at the time interlocked. You could like move between them. Then my housemates had all gone away for the weekend and locked their room, so I couldn't even do the thing I wanted to do, which involved like running between the rooms. Oh my God, I'm hot even thinking about it. So number one is delegate and have help, and ideally do it in some kind of pair or whatever, so that you have ideas to bounce around and a sounding board to say, you know what, I don't think we can do that. I don't think that is
something.
And
it'll be great even without that.
Yeah,
like,
so
it'll be
just
fine.
Have a nice fun person who you already have a fun time with and the party is just you two.
What? No, not making the party. It's one person just saying no, Tessa.
Yeah.
You can, if you like, call the person who's very stressed out, Tessa. That's helpful.
At university, my friend Alice had a OAP themed party.
That's very fun.
So there was 5 of them in the house. They had they'd like really gone to town, spent all week.
Made it look like an old person's home.
Just like loads of old
people,
dated stuff or like old.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Like wartime thing, like things were just like very old, and they'd make these like really rubbish like cucumber sandwiches.
Brilliant. Triangle, boiled egg.
Boiled egg.
That,
yeah. Like they were all completely
salad
dressed
cream.
Up. Salad cream. Like all of that. They were all, because it must have been someone's birthday, and they were like, you know, so they were
old.
All in like not just like, oh, I put a shawl on and a hat. Like they were head to toe. They had those like old shoes, like, you know,
brogues
with wrinkly old brown tights. Like they were completely to town. Like everyone had done their hair and like, you know, and so they're like, when she tells it, she's like, 8 p.m., the five of them are so excited. I think one of them's in a wheelchair. Like,
okay, that's slightly problematic. But
it has some problems. It was, no. There's like, they were just so old. They had like canes.
Oh,
they had like
frames.
Zimmer frames. Like,
oh my God.
They'd really gone, they were like, they're so committed.
I mean,
8 p.m.,
great.
They're like shaking with how excited they are about how it
Which
is.
Which adds to the effect of being old.
Exactly. And then the first guest does not arrive until 11:30. So 2.5.
I love that.
So 2.5 hours. They're just the five of them.
Dressed as
old people.
Just walking around the house.
Just walking around. They've like really
God,
run out
so
of like.
That's so funny. I forgot that. And that's something as well that is a good tip as well. Don't expect people to arrive at the time that you ask. Especially if you're having it on like, if you're having it this weekend and you're having it Friday or Saturday. Because that's something that I think it didn't used to happen, but it is happening more and more. Is it like everyone arrives so late and you're like, guys, like now you're going to have to leave because of the trains or now you're like, what? Or like, what happened to all the fun bit at the start?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh God, it's awful.
You missed the fun
bit. And then also maybe they're all coming from another party. So they're all, someone will arrive like so trashed. And you're like, well, you've obviously had the fun at the first party.
Yeah.
What were you clearly went and sat at home until 11 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Being like, we weren't walking the block trying to kill time. So I think just crest through that pre-party panic.
Have friends that you know will arrive.
So yeah, have friends.
I have those. You're one of them.
Oh, great.
There's another, Tom's another. Where I'm like, we both say to each other, like, can you please come?
You come.
Actually, no, you do come quite late.
Yeah, I do.
Time.
I don't know why you were saying I'm one of those people.
I feel like I could ask you, though, to be like, could you please come on time? And then that would be really helpful
to me.
And
I'd probably say no, but I'd give it a good go.
Could you give it a good go? Okay. Well, I definitely have others who I can rely on to arrive
I'm
on
not
the
very
dot.
Good.
Because I think that is crucial. Even if you do have, like, cause at least there were five people at that party. There wasn't just one girl who's in herself. But still, no
it's
one
not like
can...
she's alone doing it. It's like, it's funny because, like, you're already, that's already a party. Five people is already
it's
a party.
It's already a party. But you can't get away from the fact that you were all the people that lived in the house and you're all the hosts and no one's arrived.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird atmosphere. But that will
just
definitely happen.
Just like, you'll be nervous. You'll have all that horrible, like, party anxiety of, like, what if no one comes or what if they, like, you know.
But commit to just, well, it'd be a great night anyway. And I always tend to say that when I go to someone's party. And if I'm going early, or I've been one of their friends to be like, come on time, and you can just see them be like, okay, well that's okay. I guess it's all, and you're like, it's
the
fine.
The amount of times you've had to like hold me by the shoulder and be like, there'll be people and there'll be alcohol and that's a party.
And that's a party.
And me being like, but the dip. Like, I wanted to make these shrunken apple heads that were bobbing. Like, but what about? And you're like, no one gives a shit about
the
shrunken
apple. They just want to eat the apples. And also, I think it's very helpful to, if you are going to a Halloween party, to say loudly at the start, well, even if no one else arrives, it'll still be a real fun party.
Yes.
That's all the host wants to hear.
Yeah, I like to arrive and say, oh, this is a good group.
Yeah.
I hope no one else comes. What a self-sustaining group. Yes.
Yeah, especially if it's just you.
Oh, yeah. And I just point to myself and then be like, this is a good group.
Hello. I'm going to have a time.
We're going to have a great time.
And also, on the top, just expanding a little bit on the manager expectations.
Absolutely.
With Halloween parties, I think you are, not you, but also you, are more liable. And there's more scope to go mad with it because there's, you know, to go as spooky as possible. And you absolutely can, but all you need, the basic thing that you need is dim lights, candles, or no lights, and just candles, a white face, looking spooky in just a casual spooky way, alcohol, and like a Spotify Halloween playlist. And that, if I turned up to a Halloween party and that was what I was greeted with, I'd be like, great, the Halloween party started. I wouldn't be like, well, where are the spider webs? Do you know what I mean? And anything extra you add on top of that, you are winning. So I think like with like it's the same with like Christmas parties. There's like a bare minimum that one expects at a Christmas party. If you don't have like any
a
like
4 foot for a
crackers,
tire.
the
tire.
Yeah. Listen to our Christmas party one to hear more about Tessa's Ferrero Rocher sort of. Well, it was a pyramid. It was a pyramid. And, like, quite late on into the party, I was like, cool, so can I have a Ferrero Rocher? Just nearly strangled me. They were super glued.
John Morgan told me to super glue.
It's like, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
When do we get to eat them? Never! Okay, again, great party. If I sort of stayed away from you when you were stressed, and then when you got into it and you were having some drinks and it was fun, then it was so, it was such a great party. Some really nice people there. Anyway, the point is that, like, it's just about the people, it's about the drink, and if it's Halloween, it's about the dim lights and the candles. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
So much.
So, if I'm just going to walk you through some things that will feel achievable but are not achievable.
So oh,
these
great.
Are some
okay.
tips and be like, you know
you
what?
You will be tempted down this road.
Here are some things that the internet will suggest are achievable.
Do not go with cocoaum.
Do not go with cocoaum.
This is the list of cocoaums.
Do not go with cocoaum. Cocoaum number one, a pumpkin keg.
Oh, I don't think that's achievable at all.
That doesn't scream achievability to you?
It absolutely, actually, you know what I mean? It absolutely screams to me, yes, if I gave it a bit of time, a few hours, I could absolutely knock one of those up. Mm. Don't.
So a pumpkin keg, as in you take the top off, you put a little hole in, you put a keg thing. You're like, what fun idea.
What's the case? You buy a keg, you buy a little tap online.
You buy the thing.
Yeah, if you're buying a tap for a party, I think, or if you're performing basic plumbing
on a pumpkin,
I mean, you have to be like, okay. But I think also as well, like, you can always pick one cocoaum for your party to have a go at.
Choose your cocoaum.
Just choose your cocoaum very, like, ballsy. We've got to cocoaum immediately.
Cocoaum for non-Pocahontas fans.
Oh, sorry. It's
the warrior that she's supposed to marry, and her choice is, marry a cocoaum?
Cocoaum is the smoothest course between the river bends.
But she chooses the other. She follows her heart. The spinning arrow. She follows her heart.
Yeah, that would have been incredibly confusing for any non-cocoaum fans.
Like,
I think she should have gone with cocoaum because John Smith was Mel Gibson, and I don't think he's a good guy. But the point is,
yes, it's very ahead of its time, that movie.
It is, actually. And in some ways, it's not.
And in many ways, it's in the past.
There's a few songs, which I think are quite racist, but anyway.
In many ways, gosh.
Anyway, cocoaum number two.
Number two. So the pumpkin keg, or even the only one that is achievable with a pumpkin is hollowing it out, putting ice in it, using it as the beer thing.
As in the ice bucket?
The ice bucket.
So you can put bottles of beer in a holiday, but what a great, you've turned cocoaum into John Smith.
So that, we're going to have to park this metaphor.
No, I'm going
okay,
in.
Okay, so that is totally achievable. Top off your pumpkin, scoop out your pumpkin, don't put any holes in it, obviously.
Mm.
They'll cut the ice. Fill it with ice, that's an ice bucket. Stick your beer in there, you're away.
Lovely.
Very nice.
Yes, crucially, what I would do is I would immediately make a face. And
don't
then
make a face.
All the water's poured out.
Exactly,
face,
so
right.
hold fire.
Hold fire. You mean draw a face?
You're just, no, don't even do that.
You do draw a face.
All
with
right,
pen.
Draw a face. But just on one side, then spin it around if it doesn't.
If it looks crap.
If
yeah,
it looks crap.
Sure.
Yeah, that's achievable. Things that are not achievable. The keg system,
no.
Not achievable, because even if you get the plumbing working, it tastes like pumpkin. And two,
of course it tastes like pumpkin. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, you're supposed to like put a lining in.
Oh, thing. No one's lining. Oh my
exactly.
God.
So, and then you're filling it with a punch bowl. Because you're like, that's fun as well, a punch bowl. Yeah. It's so, honestly, just, I did that one. It's a, it's a disaster.
I'm sure, everyone likes a punch bowl. No one looks at a punch bowl on a Halloween party and goes, why isn't that in a pumpkin?
Why isn't that a pumpkin? Whereas the ice bucket, that is so achievable. It doesn't need any extra work. It's not, people aren't like picking bits of pumpkin out of their teeth, being like, this is disgusting. I, to this day, can't really even smell pumpkin. Number two, not
cocoaum number two.
Cocoaum number two. Frozen hand in the punch bowl.
You did this.
I did it.
It looked great.
It looked great.
For a bit.
For 14 seconds.
And then it
melted.
Then
we both watched the fingers drop off and it sinked to the bottom. If you look one of these up, you're like, that looks amazing. And it is so achievable. That is a surgical glove or any plastic glove. Fill it with water, stick it in the freezer. It freezes, it becomes an ice hand. It looks super spooky. It looks really cool. It does
no
not
one
laugh.
Will see it.
No one
see
will see it. We were there peering peering in to look at it in
I
the dark.
Think that is like,
there's candle. We can't even see it properly.
I think that's cropped up in my dreams. Like,
yeah,
the hand that sinks
and then
into the bowl.
The five fingers just plopped off, and then it was just the palm. That's just a ball of ice in the middle of the punch bowl in a pumpkin. Okay. So,
oh my god,
park that. Any dreams that you have about dry ice? No.
This is so specific to you.
I'm just saying.
Host a party goes, I think dry
oh
ice.
Oh my God, because if you Google how to have a Halloween party,
it says dry ice.
Dry ice is everywhere. It must be. It must be viable in like Target and Walmart and stuff. Like,
well, I've got a smoke machine, but that's because I have a weird, I've made weird career choices.
Yeah.
So I suppose if you're a comedian or you know one, they will probably have a smoke machine.
Martha Stewart, you know,
has a smoke machine.
No, she's got a dry ice machine.
So a dry ice machine. So you buy. It's not like a thing that you can make.
You can make it if you
have nitrogen,
but it's really hard to do. But you need to buy the kit from like.
Just don't. I
just
don't think
don't.
It's
just,
worth it.
Again, that is something that like even at best, that's a room full of dry ice. Everyone's so stood.
At best,
in this sort of low light
like,
line.
Oh my God, I'm losing my deposit because what does this do to the wallpaper?
Nothing. It's absolutely fine. Dry ice is so fine.
Okay,
but you're just
fine.
Like stood in this like misty.
I think it actually is too good
it's
because
too
when
much.
People arrive, no one will be able to talk about anything else other than the dry ice.
We're all
like,
sat in some dry
How
ice.
Have you done that? And then you guess, and then they're all excited and they want to talk
also,
about it.
Also, that is something that in the pictures you're like, cool, and that just bubbles all evening, does it? Just pouring over the side. No, that's also about 2 minutes worth. And then you've got to top it up again. So it just like, it pours out and you're like, God, that's fucking cool. And then that's it. That's the end of that.
Obviously, the idea is you'd want to put it in a cauldron, wouldn't you? And then
exactly. So that's, have you ever, can you visualize one in your mind or no?
I can absolutely visualize it, yeah.
Okay. So,
that is a cocoam.
That's a hard cocoa.
Do not
so
do
let's
that.
Get some John Smith. That
hard cocoa.
Hard cocoa. Some totally achievable stuff.
John Smith.
Some John Smith.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Those crackable
glow sticks?
Yeah, glow sticks. Sometimes in the movie they crack them and then they pop them down the well to see how deep it is.
Okay.
Sure, but glow sticks.
Yes.
You know I love them. Very cheap.
That was the weirdest way to describe glow sticks.
I know.
One of those crackable things you throw down a well to see how deep it is. A glow stick.
Yes, I couldn't think what they were.
It's great, no.
So a glow stick, they're very cheap.
Mm.
Those are your friend.
Poundland, you can get loads of them.
Get like just so many glow sticks. You can use them for all kinds of things. Stick them underneath the water with underneath a jar of water. Will immediately like light the water up in a cool way.
Oh, cool! Yeah,
will light
pop
that.
Some candles in there.
Pop a candle in there. The glow stick will light the water.
That's great.
So, yeah.
you don't even need a candle.
You don't even need a candle.
Idiot.
Getting a loo roll. Not classic loo roll. Two circular holes for eyes.
Yes.
Stick a glow stick in, put it in the tree outside.
Got a little loo roll person. That looks amazing.
Yeah. So
you basically have to do like upside, like they look like
half
like
a
evil
chocolate
eyes.
Orange. Yeah, evil eyes, like spooky looking at you out
segment
of the tree.
Eyes.
Yeah. Segment eyes, like eyes watching
you. So
you
do
from
one
the
eye and one loo. You do like that looks like it's one eye and one loo roll and one eye in the other, and then they've hung both up.
No, that's together. One loo roll together. The eyes are.
Oh, it's
together.
Horizontal.
Yeah, it's horizontal.
In my
like
head,
that,
it's like
so
a little loo roll person. So,
so like that.
I see. Oh, great. Look this up. It's very difficult to describe.
It's very difficult to describe,
it's
everyone.
You want the loo roll, you're trying to get the loo roll to be horizontal, like stuck in a tree with a glow stick inside and two eyes in a horizontal fashion. If you're thinking about him being like a little like, oh, hello, like one of those little garage people, they're not. That's really achievable. That is a full
That's
John Smith.
That's really achievable.
In fact, I would call that John Smith.
That's John Smith.
It's a little guy. John Smith looking out at you from a tree.
Yeah. Excellent. If you've got some black paper... and you've got a fridge, well, that's a ghost. You just...
Oh, my God, put black... You can make... Oh, my God, that's amazing. So, yeah, just get blue tack, black card, make black ghost eyes and a black woo mouth, and then put it on the fridge.
If you've got a white fridge.
You've got a white fridge. If you have a black fridge, that won't work.
But I guess you could do something else with your black fridge.
Or
do
if
a
you
white,
orange yeah. eyes, that would just like creepy
make
your, eyes.
Make
or?
Your fridge, big piece of paper, make big statement, easy, simple, big statement stuff.
That's so impressive. I've never seen anybody do that before. I'm so impressed.
Okay.
Is this a coquelin?
Yes.
Yes, I can see from your eyes.
Hot dog mummies, sausages with eyeballs wrapped in mummified pastry.
Oh, they look so cute.
Yeah, so cute and fun, but you haven't the time.
You don't have the time to make... Is it, so they're basically like pigs in blankets, but the blankets have been wrapped around, and then they've used like little bit of dough or whatever to make little tiny eyes. What will happen is the eyes will get massive and smushed together.
Yeah.
And the wrapping will all... It will just be, look awful. Yeah, don't... I think trying to do really clever things with food is not necessary in
just
a Halloween
park
party.
Just park the food.
Just do normal party food, you know, if you really want to, you can just have, like, I think I've done it in the past, like, had normal food, but just put, like, spooky labels on them. So, yes. Like, the ketchup was blood, and I got, like, sausages were fingers, but I didn't make them look like fingers. I tried to put almonds as the nails, and then they just fell off, and it was really
They fell off, and they looked ridiculous. And no one wants an almond on, the sausage. On their sausage. Because no one's like, oh, yeah, it's a finger. Mmm.
Yeah,
like,
I'll remove that. Yeah.
So don't, you just park the food.
Mm.
So not necessary. Think of a funny little pun if you fancy. And things like putting the shots, put like a shot in a syringe. You're like,
ew.
Okay. Like, what an effort.
Yeah, that's such an effort. So you just bought loads of syringes.
Now you've got loads of syringes in the house and people are just like shooting shots into their
mouth. Just get like, definitely buy like red and black food colouring. Because mm-hmm. I think like with your candles thing, just having floating tea lights in tumblers with what looked like blood mm-hmm. was really, really effective and really yeah. cool. And also you can add...
If she may say so herself, because that was your area.
But it was your idea, crucially.
I think it was you.
Was it? Mm. Oh my God, I am so effective. But you can use food colouring in food. Like you can make the dip red if you want to, or you can like make the punch black and creepy yeah. looking. Although be careful, because I think that's happened at your party, that the punch was such a disgusting colour that yeah. no one really wanted to drink it.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Just park the food. Okay. Like, people don't want it.
That's so true.
People don't want it to look like
no
something else.
No one really wants to eat black punch.
No. Quite a fun one if you...
Because then the fruit goes black. It looks yes. like grey, moldy fruit. Everyone's like, oh, great. Do you have any vodka? Yeah. So don't bring me wine. That'd be great. Yes. You can buy fun goblets from charity shops, so that's fun. To have, like, people drinking from goblets if you want.
Again? They taste of death.
Oh, of course, because they're old. Like, all of these
again,
things.
I had all these like cool old looking goblets. I was like, fun. People sitting there like, oh my God, what's this horrible copper?
Do you have a tumbler?
Yeah. Just a plastic cup. Because there's like, they're full of dust and like metal. And like, somebody used them in the war. Like, of course nobody wants this goblet. So like,
God,
all
this
the
is
things,
my favourite episode.
Just because you think they're fun. Like, they're not fun.
Like, people constantly asking for like normal things at your Halloween
please,
party.
Can I have?
So do you have any crisps or something?
Can I just please have something normal?
Okay, great.
Okay, just a few crazy things. If you like, do want your Blue Peter, you know, if your Blue Peter badge is flowing, bit of wire and a bit of like and a sheet.
Okay.
As in like hard wire that mm-hmm. you can bend. Kohangawa. Less, you know, wire. You all know and love it. A balloon, possibly if you fancy, with a glow stick inside it.
Oh, yeah.
To light it up.
Nice.
Wire that comes out like almost like hands, sheet over the top, you got yourself a ghost.
Does the balloon have to float, though? So then you need helium.
No, you can...
Tie it with a bit of string.
Tie it with a string, or you can put it on top of something else.
Oh, so drape it over.
Drape it over, so for
would
example...
Would be cool if it floated, though.
Yeah, so like that... No, it's hard to get them to really... You have to get helium, I guess. I guess you've got a helium balloon.
But you can go to the... Was it Card Factory? Cards Galore? What's it called? They literally do helium for you. Yeah. Discovery, which is so great. And just get a load of balloons, and then you can have floating ghosts, which I think...
Fantastic.
It is a slightly annoying to go and get helium balloons, but I think that is
I think that's worth it. I'm going to put that down
birthday.
As a... I think that's really
a John
cool.
Cocoam?
A John Cocoam. I think that's... I think that crest and like... That didn't look like it took you 2 days, and it's also cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And
good
you won't
you.
And you won't... It won't drive you to distraction because it
no,
was
it's just popping around. It's like fun to look at.
Yeah.
Hanging the shit everywhere. Like the
cocoa... Hanging your own shit everywhere.
I wouldn't recommend it. It sets a weird atmosphere.
Another thing that does it at the party.
That cobwebby, like pulling it apart, cobwebby stuff.
Yes.
Again, like...
I don't know where to buy that because my mum used to do these amazing Halloween parties when we were young and it looks like proper...
Spooky cobwebs, yeah.
But I've never seen it in shops.
Poundland
literally do bags of cobwebs.
Yep, bags of cobwebs. But also, it's the same stuff that they just repackage as snow.
Oh,
so
right.
If you just pull that really apart,
of course
it's the put,
you do.
So it comes out and you're like, this doesn't look right. But then you pull it loads and loads and loads.
The more you pull it, the better it looks.
The more you pull it, the better it looks.
Okay, get a packet of that.
Get a packet of that if you fancy.
That is fun. That is fun. And it's actually quite fun to do. Although it does make you feel a bit like, ugh. So yeah. Some people don't like the texture. So
I don't
be
like
aware.
The texture very much.
I'm fine with it. So
put the surgical gloves on that you aren't using to make an ice hand.
Say, of course.
Those are now disposable.
Of course. Great.
And again, a little bit of, if you've got like a big white candle, if you melt a red candle at the top, it'll like drip down in quite a fun way.
Oh, so it's
which
a blood.
Is a sort of a bloody spooky candle, which is very pleasing to do, like pleasing and simple, and like you won't mess it up.
Great. I'm frightened of that, but that's just because I'm there. Oh no, I could do that.
That's doable.
Oh, it's like a white pillar candle, and then you get another candle, and you just melt it over the top. I see what you mean. I thought you meant you stick a candle on the candle, and then you melt. Like what I was saying.
No, just like hold it over the top, and once you're like into the spirit, once you're in the idea, like this is achievable, and also it's
that
really
is
nice.
A good blood candle.
Yeah, and it's nice to do, and that is one that you aren't messing up.
Of course.
And I'll do one more.
Yeah, one more for the fans.
One more for the fans. I'm not doing a pickled head in a jar. No.
Oh, I've got, it's not like an amazing one, but a cool thing that my mum used to do for the Halloween parties that we used to have was that really, really simple, just get a black card and then we'd make little bats out of
lovely.
Them.
Lovely.
And then you just put them everywhere. So we'd just sit down, me and my sister, and just cut loads of bats out. And then it's just fun. And they actually look surprisingly effective.
Since. How cool do those look?
Oh my God. Tess has just found poison toffee apples, which is like a black toffee apple.
A bright green apple and then dipped in toffee, but it's got obviously got black
food colouring
in it, so it looks like straight out Snow White.
That's really great. I think
that stuff that makes you be like, yeah, I can do that, because it looks so good always in the pictures.
But then when you actually do it, it'd be like, well, I don't want to eat a black toffee.
I don't know,
apple.
But it's so shiny and good. But I bet when in real life it would just be like stuck to the table with this like, it would be like grey.
Yeah, it'd be grey. And also the bits of the apple will show through and then it'll get come off everywhere. But it's certainly something to try.
Have a go. If that's what floats your boat,
if you fancy getting some black toffee apples on the go. I think they'd look cooler if they were red, the apples. Like red and black's more spooky than green for me on a personal level.
Yeah, yeah, I do hear that, Stevie.
Yeah, thank you for corroborating my opinion.
No problem.
I used that word wrong.
Yeah, so I guess.
I think
our take homes here are don't get in the food.
Yeah, don't do too much with the food because people don't care.
Yes.
Above and beyond what I expected at a party.
Stick by my malted milk gravestones.
They were great. They actually did look very, very good. But the stress that it caused you.
You're so right.
It possibly wasn't worth it.
I understand.
But however, maybe if you hadn't have like also done like the hand in the thing and
you don't
the
do,
whole
I didn't try
house.
To do so many things.
Yeah, so like maybe like if you're an amazing cook and you're really excited to make and you genuinely that's your thing, yeah. Then make that your thing and then keep the decorations.
Yeah,
really
just know
simple.
Where your skills are and double down on those.
Yeah.
But mostly it's just turn the lights off. Get some candles on cruising and get some fun music because you'll find like a Halloween playlist, whatever, and it will all be like
boom, boom. You want Monster Mash.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But so then it's just people stood in some dry ice listening to the sound of a woman screaming on a tape player.
Yeah.
So eating an old sausage. So just put on some fun tunes that have like themed spooky fun stuff, but with a thing. Don't start listening to the spooky soundtracks.
Yes.
That does not a party make.
It doesn't. You need like, Monster Mash or like, I don't know, the Hocus Pocus soundtrack's great because obviously it's got the great songs in it.
Yes.
I put a spell on you.
Oh yeah, great.
Business.
They had the Hocus Pocus soundtrack. And again, delegate that. If like that's something that you're like, oh cool, I can't wait to make the playlist. If that's how your heart feels, crack on with that. If you think, oh my God, I don't even know where to begin.
Give
it to somebody who likes the playlist.
Yeah,
like,
get a friend to bring a playlist.
Make this a team effort. People want to be involved.
Yeah.
Put someone in charge of that. Get the DJ going.
Yeah, it was like when I found out that bring a dish parties were a thing and I was like, someone, it's like someone has taken my dream part. Like now I can host a party.
Yeah.
I hate being asked to bring a dish, sure. But the fact that the host doesn't have to do everything is like, yes, this is ideal.
But also people will bring their like go-to thing that they are already.
Hummus.
You can't bring hummus to bring a dish party.
Watch me.
Okay.
Hummus, And a lasagna.
And a lasagna.
No, my like go-to is I do like quite a good pesto with like lots of good stuff in it.
Mm.
Like, I don't make the pesto from scratch, but I put like olives and pine nuts and stuff in it. And you're like, everyone likes pesto and olives and tomatoes.
Yeah,
and
you can't go wrong.
Simple.
You can't go wrong. Absolutely classic. Right. Well, I hope some
happy
of
Halloween,
these...
everybody. And have a... Yeah, I'm sure you can
get
some
if it's a sit-down meal.
Don't do a sit-down meal for Halloween.
No.
Unless you're really into it.
No.
Unless that's your thing. Unless you are genuinely... But I feel like if you were listening to this, you'd be like, yeah, that is my thing.
Okay, so this is what
meal.
Happened. I just remembered, I'm just looking at a napkin, a red napkin, rolled up on a plate
mm-hmm.
with a pair of Dracula teeth holding it in place.
That's fun.
Yeah, fun. And that image alone has made me think I should host a full dinner party.
Yes.
And that is where, that's what I need to work on.
That's what you need to work on. That is your truth.
That's my truth. And be like, I don't want a dinner party. I just thought that was fun.
That was fun. So what you want is to go to someone's dinner party and go, I brought these.
Yes, that's exactly right. So yes. Just like, just know yourself.
Know thyself.
Know thyself.
And
and know thy hallow.
If you do a lot of sit-down dinners and they're very successful, do one. Mm. If you haven't, don't.
If you've never tried that before, now is not the time.
No. And I'd argue, never the time.
Oh, and also, if you're into the more sort of Wiccan calendar and the pagan work, have a get the wassailing out.
Oh my God, get
have
wassailing.
A wassail.
Get some mead.
Get some hot apple cider. Abandon ship on Halloween and have a wassail do to celebrate the coming of the November 1st and the new harvest year.
Please
bang your pans, get your demons out of your tree.
I feel like we haven't gone. We haven't given them enough information.
No,
to how to host
it's not.
These.
It's not enough. Just to
just
end.
Wassail. Get bang your pans. Get a demon out of a tree. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Imagine the podcast being like, and of course, if that's not for you, try a wassail. We all know and love it.
That's what you've done.
I know. We should do Wiccan events that you might enjoy.
As a podcast?
As a podcast.
Okay, we should definitely do, like, how to be a real witch. I'd love that.
Yes, but also I think it's, like, interesting calendar events that you can...
Alternative holidays.
Alternative things. Holidays that...
Because there's 13 of them, or 12 of them in the Wiccan calendar.
Yeah, that would be fun to do and have people around.
Maypole, the harvest.
Those aren't... Yeah, all right.
They are.
Yeah, I know, they're not alternative enough. I, for example, love a maypole.
But that is a Wiccan one.
Mm.
Look, we're going to thrash this out off air. I'll show you all the sabbats and then we can talk about them. Right, okay. I hope that was helpful. And have an amazing Halloween party. If you're going to one, remember to say, well, if no one else turns up, this will be a great party, loudly. And if you're hosting one, keep it simple. And maybe try one of Tessa's John Smith's, but be very wary,
be wary of the cocoa worms. But if you're going in, you know, do it with help.
One cocoa worm is worth 17 John Smiths.
Yes.
Don't try and do 17 John Smiths and a cocoa worm.
And never cocoa worm alone.
Never cocoa worm alone.
Good luck out there, everyone. Please send us pictures if you do any of this.
Oh my God. Tweet us pictures.
We want to see your costumes.
Oh,
we want to see your stuff.
So much. I'm going to tweet everyone mine. At Nobody Panic Pod on Twitter or at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
At Tessa Coates.
And if you want to email us some pictures, sure. NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com. And happy Halloween!
Dracula and his son.
Halloween.
Woo!
Were digging the sounds. Igor on chains back. Fires baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.